His wife must have been a very bad girl, because when I got a call to come over again, I was more than happy to take that man's call. I went over and I was already wet when he opened the door. He was shirtless, and I'm only human, of course. I instantly wanted to drag my tongue all across that body. He silently took my hand and led me to their bedroom, where I saw his wife just sitting on a chair in her pajamas, legs crossed and her arms crossed over her chest. He sat at the foot of the bed and pulled me into his lap, those big warm hands roaming over my body and groping my huge tits as he talked over my shoulder to his wife. He said, "Do you see now?" as he clutched my juicy tits in his big hands. I let out a little moan and kind of clenched my thighs together because my panties were getting wetter. And then he followed up with, "Do you see how much better she is?" I couldn't help but smirk when he said that. He yanked my top off and threw my bra to the ground. And then he was massaging my tits and rubbing his thumbs over my pink nipples. I sighed. I was definitely blushing when I saw that cock grow hard beneath me. He said, "This is what I want," to his wife, letting my tits fall as his hand slid down my stomach to my little skirt. I had worn it just for him, and it was short, and I knew it would be easy for him to grab the hem and lift it up to show off my juicy little ass peeking under it. He stuck his fingers in my panties, rubbing my clit as she watched. I couldn't help but peek a look at her, and her eyes were glued to her husband's hand as he touched me. He used his other hand to shove my panties down, so she had an unobstructed view of those big warm fingers sliding into my. I gasped, and I was gripping onto him as he started to fuck me with his fingers. It felt like the light was dancing off his wedding ring as he slid inside of me, and my pussy dripped arousal all over his hand. "A willing, wet, tight little cunt," he said, his voice punching at the end of cunt. A man like that, I shivered in his arms, and he kissed me, shoving that tongue down my throat as his fingers twirled deeper inside my pussy. I could barely handle it. He picked me up and threw me onto the bed, parting my thighs and climbing over me. His wife watched us as he grabbed my hips and steered his hard cock deep into me. She had a perfect view. She could hear it all, too. He pumped into me, that juicy, wet sound of our bodies joining kind of filled the room. I honestly couldn't hold back. I was definitely squealing at that point. whining like a little fucking porn star. I felt almost desperate for more of his cock. And just the way that he dominated over both of us. I was crying with joy when he filled me up again. And I loved when he would moan like, "Ah, fuck, you're so good." He always reminds me of how tight I am. I smile under that praise. That's honestly, it's all I want. I looked over at his shoulder, at his wife, and she had part of her own legs and was rubbing her clit. I guess she was unable to resist touching herself as her husband found solace between my tight little legs. He kept pushing into me and gripping my hips tighter as his pace grew more and more relentless. And then he was like, "Do it. Come for me." So I buried my face in his neck. And then, shortly after I came, my pussy tightened so hard around his huge pulsing cock. And then drenched him with my juices. He started to tease me, and he was like, "You can do more than that." That made me shake beneath him, my muscles aching after I just came so hard, and he continued to give me some delicious friction. And then he pulled out at the very last second. Barely pulling out, spraying my tits with his cum, and I remember it was dripping down my body, so it was just such a thick load. I dipped my fingers onto it and put a little in my mouth, just to give him a little cherry on top, and then I looked over at his wife.